Hello, listeners. We are here to just make a quick announcement and update you on what's happening. As everyone knows by now, Cody and Janelle Brown's son, Garrison, died by suicide last week. And it doesn't feel comfortable to us to be talking about this family right now. So we're going to suspend our Sister Wives Rewind, and I don't know how long it will be suspended. We'll just play that by ear.
We're going to take a lead from the family, what other people do. And I think a lot of it is also just our comfort level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there are certain people and shows that are going to continue to put out content. And I think everybody needs to do what feels right to them. And
yeah. So in its place, while we're figuring this all out, we are going to start covering Seeking Sister Wife. And episode one will be out Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be out every Tuesday for as long as that show runs. It's a good one. We just watched the first episode and
of season five. Yeah.
If you've never seen it before, just jump right in. You'll catch up real quick. So,
But we just also wanted to say to everyone that's out there, please take care of yourself. If you are having thoughts of harming yourself, there is a national hotline. All you need to do is call 988. I, in my past, have worked at suicide hotlines before, and I've worked with people who have had loved ones die by suicide. And I can just tell you, as someone who's work with them closely, that this impact has a ripple effect.
Even to to stranger. Well, I mean, we feel like we know these people.
Yeah, I've been so upset all week long since we've heard the news. Brooke and I are both parents. I have a son. I've been hugging my son a lot. He really needs a shower. but I've been hugging him a lot and he's wondering why. Yes, this has, I think, impacted all of us in so many different ways. And so if this is impacting you in a way in which you are concerned, please, these suicide hotlines, you do not have to be in imminent danger to call if you're just feeling lonely. It has been a hard, hard couple years for all of us.
Yeah.
And I think we take this attitude of, oh, the pandemic's over and let me get back to life. But it's like, no, we've all been through a collective trauma together as a world. We've been together through collective trauma, and how each of us is processing it and moving past it is, it's unique to each of us, but it hasn't been as smooth sailing as I think people want to project.
Especially, I would say, for young adults.
Yes.
Because this happened at a time in their life that was very critical.
Yes.
You know, so your late teens, early 20s is a really critical formative time. And it has affected that age group drastically.
Yeah. I mean, I specialize in this area, and I think another reason why Garrison's passing has hit me so hard, because he's about the age of the kids of the people that I work with. Like he was 25. He's the age of, you know, my clients of that time of their lives of where they are. And I often say to older generations, you've got to really understand, imagine, you know, not being able to have a graduation, a prom, your college has been interrupted. Mm-hmm. You start your professional career from your bedroom.
Right.
And then your boss hits the leave for the Zoom meeting. And what a lot of people didn't realize is that when people hit the leave button, there are a lot of people that were alone by themselves. And when you're young and your brain's not fully formed yet, and you don't have a lot of life experience and everything feels so overwhelming, you start to think that there is no hope, no way out. Mm-hmm. And there always is. I promise you. I've worked with enough people to tell you, and I know that there is a way out. So if you are struggling right now, please call 988. Call your local suicide hotline. There is someone there to talk to you. And if you are struggling and need help trying to find a therapist or navigating the system in any way, shape, or form, you are always welcome to reach out at psychlegalpoppodcast@gmail.com. We look at those emails. I will look at them and certainly point you in the right direction and help you find someone in your area. because this is really, really important that we all stop pretending like we're not affected by what's happened in our world and mm-hmm. start seeing each other and empathizing and being vulnerable with each other and just saying, hey, you know, everyone is struggling with something.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And, you know, our hearts go out to the Brown family.
Absolutely.
As much as we, you know, talk shit about Cody mostly. But anyway, yeah, but this is not the time to be.
This is not a commitment ceremony. Yeah. This is not a, you know, making dresses or whatever it is. This is very, very different. Yeah. So, all right.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourselves.
Yes.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.